I bet you this one works again.
Okay. Hello.
Huh? I don't know what this is doing as far as this goes. This is a problem I haven't seen before. Bet you. All right, still in there.
This is demonstration of our technical expertise.
Well, the mic dangled down behind his back.
I'm losing my place. Start with, okay. We'll just do this over.
There, that's how that works. That's probably better. There you go. All right.
Try that. Should we have a word of prayer?
Amen.
Hello.
Your mic just popped out again. Now I know how to put it in.
Okay. Hello. Can anybody hear me? Wow, that's good. I've never had so much attention. I'm really encouraged. All right, we're going to start back over on this. Okay. James 3:8, but we'll get back. No human being can tame the tongue. It is a restful evil, full of deadly poison. We need to embrace that, and we need to understand that as we function in this life and go through things and think we're getting away with something, think we're getting away with confessing our sins, think we're getting away with the carrying burdens and not speaking them, all that. We're not. We're not. And God's telling us we're not. And that's the reason he says, confess your sins. He's faithful and just to forgive your sins. And we confess them. We give them to him. And we release them. And you know how we release them? Because we give them to him. And they don't come back up. They don't come back up. Okay. The passion doesn't come back up. The memory never goes away. So, but the passion doesn't come up. The passion comes up. There's a friend of mine that says that people will say that when they've been hurt or something, and they'll ask for forgiveness, and it will happen again, and they will remember it, and they'll hurt again. And he goes, well, because you hurt is because you haven't forgiven. He says, that's not true. He says, you hurt because you have a tremendous, your mind is a tremendous tool, and you remember the hurt, but you remember the pain, and you feel the pain again. See, and that's the reason you hurt again, not because you hadn't forgiven, because you remember the pain, and therefore you hurt again. See, it's like that. Well, you haven't forgiven. No, you have. Okay, but you still remember the pain. It's fresh on you. And so this is what he's saying here, that when this is attached to the tongue, you understand what's going on. You understand what happened, where it's coming from. So the tongue can't be controlled because what you have in is going to come out through the tongue. He's not talking about the tongue just out here flapping away. He's talking about the tongue because it's connected to the heart. Connected to the heart. And this is what makes this verse here so fascinating. Look again at James 3:11. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? Okay, now again, what's the spring? It's you. You're the spring. See? And the water coming forth, what is it? Is it good water or is it salt water? Well, it's good water most of the time, but I'm so upset about so-and-so, and I'm going to tell them this, and it's salt water. That can't happen. There's no function there. And what it's really saying is the water you think is coming up is pure is not. You're just deceiving yourself because you can't have one spring and two types of water coming out of it. See, he's talking about us. Amen? And so the picture there is so good, and it helps us as we understand as we go through life, because we all get upset. We all, you know, have things. We all are hurt. But what do we do about that? Are we all, oh my goodness, you know, the pastor has the truth and he has to share it, and people are not receiving it, or they're violating it. And so the passion comes forth to make the point, to communicate what God wants to do. He goes, no, that's out of the pit of hell. You help nobody. You were right, but you help nobody. See, this is what he's saying. Remember, he's talking to the church. He's talking to the church. And again, verse 1, he's talking teachers. He goes, you know, not many of you should be teachers. You're not going to be able to handle this, and you're sure not going to be able to handle the judgment coming up, and you're sure going to get upset when the judgment comes on you, and you're going to say something, and you're going to defend yourself, and you're going to prove your point. And the whole time you'll be bringing dishonor to Christ. And you go, but I was right. Most of the time it's just this one time. He said, no, the whole spring was polluted. The whole spring was polluted. See, that's what you need to know, the whole spring. But it was just this thought. No, it came out of a polluted spring. You're with me? This is what he's saying. And so you can't segment your world like that. You can't segment your world like that. It's one pool. And so you're really, the passion that you're, and anger you're showing that's coming out is just evidence that the rest of the pool's polluted. See? Now again, this is not for anyone to judge someone else. This is for each of us to judge ourselves. This is each of us to judge ourselves and to deal with it and deal with it. Now, so the reality is, the reality is here, that the tongue, this is true. The reality is the tongue, that little thing, the tongue will reveal which spring we've been drinking from. There's a teacher preaching Jesus, and I'm really upset at Linda. And words, you know. Well, everybody does that. Okay, well, but he said, well, no, the pool is polluted. You can't come and just share Jesus, praising Jesus, and then be arguing and having harsh words with Linda and think everything's okay with what you're preaching. The pool's polluted. Your pool's polluted. Now, you may not know that. God knows that, and I know that. But you see how it works? Because you can't, it can't come, salt water and fresh water can't come out of the same spring. It can't happen. We need to recognize it. So he's telling us right here, and what he's telling us to examine ourselves, and as we approach anything, to clarify it. And so, and he's told us enough about, you know, we don't drink from the lake of fire. We drink from the stream of the Holy Spirit, the royal law. Now, we talked about that, the royal law of what? Of love. That's the royal law of love. That's where that spring's supposed to flow from, the royal law of love. And it's called the perfect law of freedom. See, that flow is coming out of that royal law of love and the perfect law of freedom. And then this, we can go over to 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 6, and this is what we see coming from our heart. See, when we fall in love with Jesus, who transforms our hearts, now we believe that, we want it to. We fall in love with Jesus, who transforms our heart, and if he transforms our heart, therefore there's evidence that's opposite of the natural tongue. See? He transforms their heart. It's opposite from the natural tongue. And this is what comes out. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 6. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. How does that happen? Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be patient. You watch. Patient. Sit in and patient. Well, that's not how that happens. If you fall in love with Jesus, as you look to Him, then what flows out is patience. You know where this comes from when you look at in Galatians, it says almost the same thing, and it has a word for it, fruit. Fruit. It's a fruit. What? It's a like an apple growing on a tree. It's a fruit. Apples, trees produce apples. It's a fruit. It just happens. That's what apple fruit, apple trees do. And I've said this before. Have you ever seen an apple tree grunt? Have you ever seen an apple tree strain to produce fruit? No, it just produces fruit. That's what it does. See? And so the love and the patience that God talks about is a fruit. It's a natural outflow from being a Christian, from loving Jesus. And so the natural outflow is fruit. And it goes back here. So listen, salt water and fresh water can't come out of the same well. You know? So the lesson he's teaching us here is one about the heart. It's one about the heart. And also it helps us to assess ourselves and how we're walking with Him. You know? I'm doing good and walking with Jesus, but these other people drive me nuts. Well, you're not walking with Jesus then. You're not walking with Jesus. Okay. But they may, but you certainly aren't. You see what he's saying? Do you see how the Lord is communicating to us? So it's a revelation to us of what he is actually doing in us. Because I don't know if any of y'all would ever be accused of it. We can fool ourselves. We can fool ourselves. I have to prove my point. I have to expose the error or they'll keep doing it. Who made you Jesus? Who made you the Holy Spirit? See? But if I don't, who will? You might be a surprise what God will do if you let Him do it. And what you do is keep your heart right before Him no matter what. You see what the Lord said? He's really going depths. He's going really deep. And here's another thing. See, you say, Wallace Wirk, how do you know about all this stuff? Because I've been guilty of all of it, okay? I was so excited. But what happens? And then you start seeing things in other people. Okay, well, they should. And as soon as you do that, they should, that you, it proves you aren't. Proves you aren't, okay? It just, you're trying to be the Holy Spirit in somebody else's life. Why? Because God can't handle it. Well, that's not true, but that's what your evidence of your life proves that. Y'all with me? And this is what they're saying. I mean, just look at this. Lord, I thank the Lord. I just love the way He presents stuff. Fresh water and salt water can't come out of the same well. It can't. But I, you know, have a little lake of fire in me and a little preach Jesus too, you know. He's, no, you can't. Not right. Not the way it's supposed to. Not with me involved. If you want me involved, you have to function a different way. And the fruit should be different. The fruit. You can't produce two kinds of fruit. You can only produce one kind. So, here you have the whole thought, and this is what God is telling us. And when I say, when we have a tongue, little flame coming out of it, we know it came from the lake of fire. Well, no, it didn't, Lord. And this is what I do, and I've already said it. But I needed to prove my point. I needed to show them wrong. He goes, no, you did not. All you did was prove the point that you're not walking with me. That's the only point you proved. You with me? That goes back to verse 1. Not many of you should be teachers. You know, not many of you. You know. And so, we have this whole picture. Now, Jesus, I always love when I'm reading the things of the scriptures like this. He proves really difficult situations by real clear pictures. You know, it's just, and that's the reason I always, it's funny, like, I have in the Bible, the book of Romans is like that thick. You see, the book of Romans is about this thick. I have in my office 4 volumes on the book of Romans. See, they don't know what it means. They're trying to explain what it means. It's not simple. It's like this. It's like this. Fresh water and salt water don't come out of the same stream. Well, let us write a volume about that. Knock yourself out. I'm just telling you, fresh water and salt water can't come out of the same spring. You see what I'm saying? So God is really simple when he tries to tell us. The reason we take so much time, because we don't understand. Not only don't we understand, we don't want to do it. Or we'll say, God, that's too much. I mean, we have all sorts of things. Anyway, so here's Jesus explaining the whole thing, okay? Here's Jesus. And there's a couple of verses, and I kind of contracted up here. So Jesus is saying this. Look at Matthew 12, 34 through 35. I mean, I'm just laughing before I even read this. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. All I have to say is like 3 words. I know where he's coming from. Yeah, it's like, I'll burn you to feel the fury of thus saith the Lord, you know, or through the actions of edifying and leading someone in the love of Christ. And I'm going to do them both at the same time. Jesus, you ain't doing them at the same time. Out of the abundance of the heart, out of one spring, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You want to know how you're doing? What are you saying? What are you saying? But God, they needed to know. But God, I had to tell them. But God, I had to prove my point. But God, if I didn't say this, but God, they need to know. Okay. And he's whispering, you're not the Holy Spirit. I got this. I got this. What are you to do? What are you to do? This is your tongue is telling more about you than it is anybody else. Now, so just know this. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Like Woods was sharing about the Bibles. Well, you read 2 minutes, 1 day, 5 minutes, 4 days, 4 days, then all of a sudden you have this outflow. What have you done? You filled the heart, you filled the heart, you filled the heart, and then the heart, it follows out. You see? I mean, that's what it is. You know, well, I don't have time. Knock yourself out. But don't expect anything better to come out. Come out. Bill Wright, my favorite friend, he says, when I'm behind and I don't have enough time in the day, I spend more time in the Word that morning. When I don't have time that day, I spend more time in the Word that morning. And God gives me time. That's a different way of thinking. It's a different way of thinking. But to do that, you got to have some practical understanding of how God works. You see, God's saying, this is a different kingdom. This is different. I'm trying to get you on board with my kingdom. But our favorite word, reason we don't do it, but. That's what you're saying. But. You know, but God, you just don't understand. If you had your act together, I wouldn't be in this jam. He said, I didn't say that. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You said, but. See? So you have the whole picture. Okay. I think this works better when the mic goes off. I just got all sorts of tangents. They were a lot of fun. Okay, here we go. The heart, what is in the heart comes out. I'm just telling you, what's in the heart, you carry it in the heart, it's going to come out. And those filled with the Spirit pour forth words of the Spirit. I compress these verses, but look at this, Ephesians 4:29 through 30. This is fascinating. Fascinating. That no corrupt come out of your mouths, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit. We have no power. I know, because it's what's coming out of your mouth. Well, what's coming out of your mouth is what's in your heart. And that's the reason you don't have any power. Now, one of the things I do, and I've shared this before, and I'm consistent, and I don't do this out of holiness. I do this totally out of fear. Totally out of fear, just to let you know. Every morning, I think without fail, one of the things I do is go through and just cleanse my heart and confess every sin I can think of. Anything. Like Greg, he irritates me. And I'm thinking, God, I got to confess. I give Greg to you, and you'll take care of him. And I pray for Greg and his family. And why do I do that? Because if I don't, I'm going to say something about it during the service. You know? And it's like, well, I don't want to do that. You know? I won't be clear of Greg's sin. So I confess that. And my sin is worrying about Greg's sin. And so I confess it. See? Because I don't want to say something I shouldn't and look bad in front of y'all. See, I'm not trying to be holy. I'm just trying to stay out of trouble. Y'all with me? Because I know what's in my heart, I'll say. It'll come out. That's another reason not many of you should be teachers. Yeah, because what's in your heart is going to come out. It'll come out. Now, and so what you see here, and then the picture here, and what's stunning is how Scripture puts here, when you have corrupt talk coming out of your mouth, the adventure, you're grieving the Spirit. There's no power. So when you're letting the flames fly out of your tongue, you know, you're grieving the Spirit. There's no power. Even if you're doing it for the Lord, there's no power for transformation because you're doing it from the lake of hell. So your words of Christ are not even landing because of the way you say them. You see what I'm saying? And it's all sad. I mean, it's fascinating when you look at this. What do you do? You know, see, this whole thing is, when you look at this whole thing, is that it's a matter of trust and belief. Trust and belief that God can do it and He'll fix it. Why do we have to do it? Because we think we got to fix it. If we don't, it won't happen. See, that's why. We think God, if we don't do it, it won't get fixed. Because God can't fix it. By the way, we have to. No, you don't have to do nothing about that unless He tells you to do it. It's a matter of trust, belief, you know, and we don't have to fix it. You give the issue to God, leave it there, let it rest, step back, and let Him have it. Let Him have it. We live in a different kingdom. We live in a different kingdom. And God is trying to teach us how to live in that kingdom. So, when you look at this whole thing, let's go back to close with Acts 2:38. And I'm just familiar with it, you know. We're in heaven, which is a miracle. What did you do to get to heaven? What did you do? Nothing. Why are you trying to do everything for God while you're here? You couldn't have got to heaven, and you can't get anything done here. He's going to do it. Love, I think it's Colossians 2:6, I think, where it says, as, now listen closely, As you have received the Lord Jesus, how'd you receive him? Do nothing. Trust him, right? As you receive the Lord Jesus, trust him. So live in him. Trust him. We won't do that. We won't do it. You know why? But, see, he needs me. Everything's going to go to hell in the handbasket because he needs me. But, now I have something to tell you. Everything's going to hell in the handbasket with you. Give him a shot. You ain't doing good. He did good. I mean, just maybe. It's just falling apart. So give it to him. Give him a shot at it. Give him a shot at it. So the whole picture. Okay. Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for forgiveness of your sin, and you will receive a gift. What? The Holy Spirit. And that's in the heart, and that boils up, and we drink from that stream. And it's love, joy, peace that flows out. And it's out of the stream of the Holy Spirit, not out of the lake of fire. Our tongue in its physical form, God says, you cannot control it. Now that's right. Let's put it in a business sense, and I'll shut up on this. A business. You're going into a business, you got all these guys, and everything's going to be thrown. You're talking business stuff like that. And you know, it's a mess. It's always been a mess. And you know, these people don't love Jesus. They don't love anybody. They sure don't love me. You know, what do? You give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. Love, joy, peace. You stand and walk in Jesus. All right, God, I give this to you. And I'm going to watch you work. Bam, 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 all that nonsense. You listen, well, interesting. All right, Lord, what do you have me to say? You say it. Then you watch what God does. Okay, this is interesting, God. Fascinating what's going on. What else you want me to say? Say this. Well, so-and-so just called you the biggest creep, and you're in that, and you don't know what you're doing. God, that is interesting, his perspective of me. What should I say to him? And he'll tell you what to say. Say, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. I'll try to do better. God, but he's getting away with it. No, he's not. You released me on him. As soon as you said that, you released me on him. You see how that works? You see how that works? But wouldn't it be funny just to let him have it one, too? You think you've got something to say. Let me have what a creep you are. See? God comes, you're right. But that's out of hell fire. You took over what I wanted. There's one thing to talk about. Vengeance. You're going to wish my mic would never break. There's one talk about vengeance, and it says, never have vengeance on someone. Do you know what it says? Don't have any vengeance. Ever have any vengeance. But do you know why? And people don't realize the purpose of what it says after. Don't have any vengeance. All right, he called me a creep, you know, stole my car, burned down my house. Don't have any vengeance. And do you know what God says there? He goes, leave room for the wrath of God. I'll show him. I'm just going to go to his house, burn his house down, steal his cars, and, you know, throw rocks through his windows. That'll show him. That'll get vengeance. God goes, I can't do nothing. I can't. You're a bigger problem than he is. But you go, all right, God, that's you. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, just leave room for my wrath. I want to tell you, when God does his wrath, he does it right. He's right. He does it right. You know, and you got, oh, it's going to happen. And he does it right. See, you don't give vengeance because you're leaving. And the word is, look, leave room for his wrath. We're jumping in front of his wrath. See, I can't get any wrath. I'd have poured out on you because you're in my way. Just back up and leave room for my wrath. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to praise Jesus that the mics didn't work. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, God. We really do thank you for your word. And And we appreciate the equipment we have, and we appreciate everything, how you work through this, and the wisdom you've given us to work through all these issues. We appreciate that. Glad we're just friends, and the attitude of everyone can enjoy one another. But Lord, most of all, we thank you for the word, and you show us stuff. We think we're doing the right thing, and when we think we're doing the right thing and saying the right thing, we're doing nothing but speaking the words of hell. And you're just saying, stop it. Step back. Give me room to work. Quit speaking the words of hell. Step back. Give me room. Give me room, opportunity. So it's a matter of trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and how much he loves us and how he cares for us, and we love him, and he's going to take care of us. And so we praise him for that in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.